Okay, so this video I wanted to make about the gray effect, meaning like the 50 Shades of Gray type of dude, right? And it doesn't even have to be like a millionaire dude who came from all these riches and all this shit. It could be a dude who's making like, you know, 80,000 a year, right? But the prime topic, the prime area that I'm going to touch on is the different age groups of people, the different age groups of women. Now, the man, it doesn't really matter what age group the man is in, as long as he has like this. This is like in that stereotypical world that women think that they want. And this is what I'm going to touch on. So, the main difference is going to be women who are, you know, like, let's say they're between the ages of 18 to 25, who stumble onto like a Christian Grey, like the guy from 50 Shades of Grey. Either a woman who's between the ages of 18 to 25, or a woman who's going to pretty much be, I'd say, roughly 35 and up. You could say 30 for some cases. Let's just say 35 and up. Those two different women are going to approach the situation of possibly fucking a Christian Grey type of dude, right? And I'm not trying to say like white dude with money, black dude with money, blah, blah, blah. It's just what I'm trying to touch on is just that the stereotypical thing that women think they want and how they're going to actually, deal with this in real life, okay? So let's say like, okay, girl's like 19, 20, 21, 22, and she stumbles upon, you know, a stereotypical, you know, successful guy, right? A lot of money, you know, not bad looking, healthy and all this shit like that. So that 20-year-old girl knows that this guy can get other men. I mean, this guy can get other women. This is mostly why she fucked with him in the first place, okay? Because women want things that they think other women want. Now, that is a constant wherever you go on the planet. So that 20-year-old girl knows that, let's say like Charlie Sheen, she knows Charlie Sheen can go out and get other women. She knows it, okay? But it doesn't bother the 20-year-old girl because the 20-year-old girl knows that, well, I get points just for fucking Charlie Sheen. On top of that, I'm a 20-year-old young hot girl, so I can go out and get, you know, I could just go out and buy 11 o'clock tonight, have three guys trying to pay my bills if I go to the right clubs, you see? So, like, see, it doesn't bother that 20-year-old. So the 20-year-old, she can sit there and last it out for years with him, and it's not even going to be the thought of her fully leaving him won't even come up for, you know, at least two or three or four years. And then what I'm thinking about is when the porn star Brie Olsen, she was a porn star, and she fucked Charlie Sheen throughout those years. And it was a whole thing, like, she thought he gave her AIDS and anything just to get more money out of the situation. But yeah, all that happened. And let's say, like, Brie Olsen, she didn't care. Now, it's not that she wasn't mature, like, you know, stupid fucking bitches say, oh, well, she's not mature. She was just a young girl. She didn't know. No, she knew. She knew the same thing of what I'm going to talk about the older girls and what they know. She knew the same thing. See, Brie Olsen, she knew Charlie Sheen was fucking 15 other people whenever he felt like it. And like she knew, but the thing is though, that 20-year-old girl who comes across a Charlie Sheen or 50 Shades of Grey, you know, that, you know, the stereotypical successful male, she knows that he can go out and fuck other things. But see, the thing is, she doesn't care. The 20-year-old girl does not care because she knows she can go out and get somebody else. She knows she has her whole pick of everything. So it's not a big deal. She'll sit there and she'll suck his dick for the next 5-10 years. As long as she stays, you know, looking young and pretty. But as soon as she hits the other group, who I'm going to go into, like I said, the 30 and ups, you see, once they hit, see, women, they really try to blame men for this. But women know this is just biology. It is just the reality. And no, I don't care how much, well, you're just a womanizer, blah, blah, blah. Like, women know the truth. And the thing is, they know it so deeply, they will fight to get back to how things are supposed to be. So, and I've watched this happen numerous times. When a 30-year-old woman stumbles upon, let's say, a Christian Grey or a Charlie Sheen, that woman will try to sabotage the situation, okay? And the reason why she tries to sabotage it is because that 30-year-old woman knows that she's lost all her value. Okay, you didn't have to tell her this. He didn't have to tell this. He might really like the 30-year-old bitch, but the 30-year-old bitch, she sees the 30 and ups, they know their value's gone, you see? And most of them would rather just sabotage a situation. They'll find something wrong and just start complaining all the time, or they'll just ghost them, or whatever. See, they'll do it themselves because, see, women know that their value plummets after 25. They know it. Okay. And it's gone on literally since the beginning of human history. Okay. Women, guys always went after the younger girls and left the old women for the fucked up men. That's just the revolution of human history. I didn't make this shit up. Okay. Go read a history book and you'll see it for yourself. So what'll happen is you have all these 30-year-old women in this, like 30-year-old women, they're 30 and ups, they're really in just this huge twilight zone of a lifestyle at this point, because women, they're born into being wanted. So they're so used to being wanted. They were born in like here, right? So then they kept growing and learning how to be wanted more and more and more as they, you know, like their tits got bigger, whatever the fuck, they smile more. So now they're living up here, but their value after 25 has been going down here, what they have to offer. So like they're really in this huge twilight zone area of, okay, even if this woman who was 35 and her mentality is up here, even if she gets a man who can fulfill all of this, all these requirements that she's wanting, you know, a man to have his own house, be, blah, 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 and all this, like these stereotypical, ridiculous thought patterns. She knows that that woman, when she comes across that man, she's going to sabotage it. I've watched my own female family members do this. I've watched female friends who I grew up in high school do it. I've watched women around the world do this. Once they get in a room with a man who does fill all these stereotypical things that they think they want, that woman is going to sabotage it, because the reason it becomes a problem when she's 30 and up, and why it wasn't a problem when she was 20, is because, see, to that woman, it's not consistent. Okay, she can't go out there and get another Charlie Sheen next week. You see, she knows it. She knows there's no reason for another Charlie Sheen to want her. So the reason why she's not going to want to fuck Charlie Sheen is not because he's fucking 15 other bitches. Because Brie Olsen, she knew he was fucking 15 other bitches. But to see the difference was Brie Olsen knew that she could go out there and find another Charlie Sheen next week, as long as she was still in that age bracket and looked like that, which she's fucked up now. She's fat and gross now. She's not gross, but she's fat now. But back then, she knew she could have just gone out there, you know, gone to Studio 54. And find three people, find three guys who want a pair. See, she knew, but see, when bitches start hitting 30 and up, they know that they're not worth that. Two, she can't duplicate that scenario again. So what's gonna happen? So the woman, she's gonna sabotage it, because the only way this can lean into is she's going to have to either put all her eggs into a basket with him while he's fucking 15 other bitches, and she's gonna be, you know, on the chopping block all the time, or two, she can just get away from it and never have to deal with it. And usually two is where most of them are going to go, because it's just going to be easier. Because if she, let's say if Nicole Scherzinger goes with Charlie Sheen, right? And this is an extreme example, because Nicole Scherzinger is not bad looking right now. She's old, but she's not bad looking. She's definitely still fuckable. But it's the reality. And see, women like that, they know the reality. So if let's say Charlie Sheen right now hooked up with Nicole Scherzinger. Nicole Scherzinger is going to live the rest of her existence out with a guy like Charlie Sheen. Or she was fucking Lewis Hamilton for a while, the F1 driver. She is going to have to live the rest of her life out on the chopping block with him. And she knows it. So a lot of women, they would just rather just die alone with cats, because they all find themselves in this fucked up twilight zone. If I go after what I want's not going to want me. And if I go after what doesn't want me, I mean, I'm saying if I go after what I want, if I go after that what I don't want that wants me, well, I don't want that thing. So they end up in this endless ball of misery. This is why I say never, ever marry or seriously date a woman over 30, because they are walking balls of misery. just do the fucking math on it. They're walking balls of misery. You see, now, and I read somewhere, which I do agree with. Now, let's say you marry a girl who was younger and then you two grow old together. Yeah, definitely do that. Like if she married you and was good to you in her best years, oh, totally stick by her after she gets old and fat. I got a friend of mine doing that right now. Well, his wife's not exactly fat, but she's definitely, you know, bulked up a bit. She could tackle me easily, If I played running back, it would she just lean on me and I fall over. She didn't got a little big. But I remember her when she was 16 or 17 when they met. I mean, it's been over. It's been 10 years, more than 10 years now that we've all known each other. And I remember her when she was the young, in her prime, you know, bouncy thing. You know, she couldn't do anything that made her look ugly. She was that. And they got together. She was good to him. They got married. They got kids now. And now she's looking like a football player. And I'm like, look, man, well, look, I say stay with her. And I, you know what's crazy? I even find myself living off the high of what she used to be. Like, no, yeah, she used to be hot for real. So she's cool. Like, but now, and I'll be honest with you, if I seen that bitch now, and I'm not calling her bitch like degrading, I'm, you know, just guy talk. If I seen that hoe now on the street, I wouldn't look twice at the bitch. But like I said, I know her from when she was, I knew her, I'm 34 now, so this is almost 20 years ago. Now, yeah, almost 20 years ago now. I knew her when she was 16, 17. And so like I'm gonna always have love for her because I have those goggles, those, you know, those teenage year goggles still on. Like, but if I seen her now on the street, I wouldn't even look twice at the bitch. And she's not fat. She's just, you know, fucked up. You know, she's not, because I know what she used to be type of thing. So I'll always have love for her. Always gonna have love for her. But yeah, back to the original topic, man. Like, yeah, see, this is why I say just getting with a woman after 25 is just really not, it's really gonna be a hindrance on your life because she, though, because those women at that point, they I don't know how many times it's been said before, but the women over 25 are not possible of loving anymore. Okay, everything after 25 is directed for them to fulfill an objective in life, to reproduce with, you know, a man that's respected in the world. Okay, now it has nothing to do with you as a human. In your personality, it has nothing to do with it. It's like, do you fit XXXXX check mark? Okay, well, I can deal with you type of thing. This has nothing to do with you as a human from their perspective. That's why I say dating woman after 25 is just like, unless she's doing some freaky ass shit and trying to fuck in 15 minutes, it's just fucking dead to me. I will roast them. Like, and I roasted one girl in public to her face about it. Because it looked like you were 35. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I was eating duck. I rose that bitch like to in her face, like in front of everybody, because she was 35. Because she was trying to say something slick to me, so I went in on her. I don't just pick on bitches for no reason. But if she comes and says something to me, I will roast her fucking ass in front of everybody. But anyway, back to the topic. Yeah, see, those are the two reasons why those two demographics of women treat Christian Grey, like the Christian Grey, so much differently. And this is why you don't see many 30-year-olds getting with a legit successful man. I mean, it happens from time to time. Like, you got the George Clooney scenario, shit like that. But you don't see a lot of cases where women over 30 ever getting many men of any value. You don't see it, and you won't see it. Because it's their own Twilight Zone situation going on in their mentality. They can't settle for what they don't want, but they can't settle for what they want because what they want can go out and replace them in 5 minutes. So, because when they start hitting 30, 35, see, now they're thinking about, well, who am I going to bring around for Thanksgiving? Who am I going to bring around for Christmas? Who am I going to go to New Year's with? And they go out and they want to get these, you know, what they call like a high value guy. Well, that high value guy is going to always have them on the chopping block. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, so she never knows from day to day if, you know, how much longer she has with him, because she knows that guy can just go out and do better. So a lot of, like I said earlier, if that woman does stumble in some kind of way, by the grace of God, stumbles into a relationship with like a guy who's, you know, worth something, it's going to become clear that, look, he can do better than me. Why is he messing with me? I don't know why. Like, he's only messing with me because he just can't, he's on a slow streak or something. Why is it? Because like I said, women, it's all about measuring statuses and measuring popularity. So they're always measuring this shit. So like when they go on a date with this guy, it's always, why is he with me? Well, I don't know. He's got to be with me for some reason. Like, maybe he just likes you. But see, like I say in other videos, see, women aren't likable. So they don't know, they don't understand what it is to just like someone. Especially once they get older, they can't understand it. So like, to just tell them, because I like you, well, like, well, why do you like me? Because my judgment has to measure up to why I should like you, and our statuses have to equal out. And blah, blah. See, because like I say all the time, women are not likable. They're not lovable. This is why when you like a woman, it throws her into panic mode, because she's wondering, she's trying to equate, she's trying to do the mathematical formulas on why you should like her. And are the two statuses matching up? And is everything, you know, because they don't understand like, you see, this is why women don't have hobbies. This is why women don't have legitimate skills, hobbies, and trades, is because they don't understand liking something just because it's something. They can't understand that. It takes too much of a personality for a lot of them to ever understand it. If you found one who does, then good for you. Please go for it. But most women, their brains, especially now with Instagram pumping in their face all the time, Facebook, bitches shaking their ass on Snapchat, now they got to compete with that. See, it's just morphed their brains, man. I'm thinking about one guy, one friend of mine from years ago, man. He ended up marrying a bitch who was like, I knew her because we all went to high school together, and both of them got married. They got a kid together. Man, like, I wouldn't touch that bitch with a 40-foot pole because I lived in the same neighborhood as this girl, this little Filipino girl. And I remember the notions she went through. She's Filipino. She was Asian. And like I said, in older videos, like when I'm like noticing how Asian, specifically Asian girls, like they're usually one extreme or the other. Either they're sucking all the black dicks or they're sucking all the white dicks. And that's what she was. But she got hurt. So this is what happened. We were all in high school. She was the hot girl in high school. And she ended up getting with this guy who was in the military. And nobody had ever met him except like her cousins. Like they knew him. We see pictures of him, but we had never met him. Like we were all cool. So the dude ended up in the military. She was in high school, you know, so she got, you know, the kudos for, you know, her boyfriend being in the military. So he traveled around the world. And this is why I tell other guys all the time, like, once you start traveling, you start seeing other bitches. You like, look, why should I put any value into one bitch? Once you start traveling, you don't care anymore. So he dumped her. Bye. Didn't even say, didn't come back, nothing. And she was, that girl, that poor girl was so fucked up. After that, after we graduated high school, she couldn't get by on the whole, oh, well, I'm pretty, I should be in all the good, you know, all the positive groups and all this stuff. Like, once we graduated and she ended up in that real world, she had to compete in that real world with grown bitches. So that destroyed her. She would end up so fucked up, because I used to go over their place, you know, pretty much every week. Oh, and I forgot to mention, the military dude, he was a white dude, and she only fucked with white guys before that. She never fucked with black guys. Oh, it was only the white guys. And I remember when he dumped her, that in combination with the high school situation, giving out, now she was just a normal girl in the world type of thing, she was so fucked up. Any black dude that came over there and showed her any bit of attention was fucking her within the hour. I swear to you, because she even tried to come on to me, and it was so awkward. Like, I wouldn't touch her then, and I was beta back then, and I wouldn't touch her because it was just so odd. She was hot, but it was just so fucking awkward, man. Like, because she wanted me to come sit down next to her and play the game with her, and I'm like, I mean, making it clear in front of everybody. Like, it was just so awkward. I wouldn't touch her because, like, I watched all the guys that came over, and they would take her in the room and fuck her. You could hear it. And leave. Like, she was fucked up. And then what did she do? She ran what they call the cock carousel. She ran a cock carousel for at least 2 years doing that. And I just bounced. I started traveling. I went to New York City. I was in Atlanta for a while. I started traveling, man. So I lost track of them. But like that situation, I seen what that was. And she ended up getting married to another friend of mine. We went to the same high school, but they weren't close. But I was close to him though. So I knew both of them. And they do make a good fit because the friend of mine, he was, you know, he was a dude. He really wasn't trying to do anything gangster in his life, but, you know, drink beer and watch football, which is cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm not definitely not dissing that. But like a motherfucker like me, I had to do some extreme shit or I start getting sleepy very easily. So I mean, I'm not dissing, but like they definitely did. You know, all he wanted to do is drink beer, watch football, and, you know, and you know, generally the Not try to do anything, you know, extraordinary, which is fine. But those two made the perfect couple now looking back, because all her value, like, she was up here in high school. She was, you know, she was the great, graded student. She was the hot girl. She was always invited to everything. And he was the friend of mine was always like here. Like, most guys are usually like here in high school. except for the, you know, the select, you know, sports guys, stuff like that. So when the guy dumped her and she went through the cock carousel, and then she just kept getting older and she got fat, she just kept like, what's that Mario sound? And she just kept going down. And then they was like right on the same fucking page. But they were really on the same page the whole time. The only thing that kept her up here was her looks. That was it. And then once those looks faded and age kicked in, she went down here. And then, yeah, perfect matrimony. That's what it was. But now, and I want to touch on this topic too. The guys that 30-year-old women go for, which the friend of mine was a great example of it. The guys that 30-year-old women will go for, you see, it, with women, it's all about status and how much they think they can keep a guy from, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't get me wrong. Every woman does want a guy that other women want. Every woman does. Because women are all about status. It's all about status. If no other woman wants you, then she's not going to want you. Okay? She wants a guy that some other woman can find value in to boost her status amongst her female friends. That's what it is. But see, the thing is, when women start hitting 30 and up, they know their value is so low, it's laughable. So I've even seen this happen. If you walk, let's say if you're 30 and too, you walk into a room, and if you're just too much better than her, like I said with the 50 Shades of Grey scenario, if you're too much better than her, she's going to sabotage it, okay? Because she knows that she can't keep you around. She can't keep up with that. She is going to find a way to sabotage it, to get you to go leave her, or to get mad at her, whatever she can do. So like when I don't know how to convey this perfectly, but like what women do, women have the lowest self-esteem on the planet. Okay. Women overall, especially after those prime years are up, they are just so fucked up. It's not even funny. And it really is laughable. The only thing that even leads people to think that they're worth something is the fact that they're women and guys may see their mother in them. After that, you have no more use for her. She's pretty much a waste of space on the planet unless she's raising some kids or something like that. But, yeah, so the types of guys these women really like to go for, they want the guy who post wall thoughts, what they really want and they get to marry and get married to and all that shit, which is a fucking joke in itself, but them wanting to get married. But they love the guys who have just enough swagger to have their own place and keep a job. And you know, they may be a little funny type of thing, and they're just not, you know, like the worst looking guy on the planet. They want a guy like that. They don't want a guy who walks in and has too much swagger, because if he has too much swagger, then it's clear, yeah, by 8 o'clock tonight he can replace her, you know, no problem. So she doesn't want that. She wants the guy who she can really be a little better than in the dating market. That's really what she wants, because she can now keep that guy. But she doesn't want a guy who's so low to where, you know, he has absolutely no swagger at all. Okay, and no woman will want him. It's clear that most women will probably reject him. She's not going to want that guy. She's those 30-year-old up women, they want that guy that's like right in that sweet spot. Right in that sweet spot of you know, she wants that guy when she explains what he's done to her girlfriends, like in life, other girlfriends will go, that's what she's looking for. She's not looking for, what, you got such and such? Yeah, she's not looking for that. At 30, now at 20, they're looking for that. But at 30, if she tells her female friends, like, what you've done in your life, and her female friend's response is, oh, girl, you got a good, what? She doesn't want that. Because, see, what that's now told her is that her friends are going to try to fuck you, and her friends could probably take you from her. She doesn't want that. She wants that perfect thing of, I mean, he seems like a good guy. That's the response that women are looking for. Okay, friends. Anyway, I'm out of here. 24 minutes, longer video than I thought it'd be. I'm gonna do a live stream again one day, man. Not now though, because the weather keeps changing. And this is just a good period where like I haven't been like sniffling my ass off or anything crazy. Today was good. Yesterday was awful. I was sniffing, blowing my nose all fucking day, man. Like, I need to go to a sinus doctor or something. But yeah, that's my video. Have a good day.